Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive into all things Vermont education.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
We've got this week's 802 Ed newsletter, hot off the presses.
Yeah, it looks like a good one.
It is.
Let me tell you.
It is a juicy one.
Right.
We're talking possible statewide school districts, sanctuary schools, even free laptops for some lucky listeners.
All right, sign me up.
Right.
Let's get into it.
So let's start with the big news. The governor's hinting at a major shakeup to how Vermont funds its schools.
Yeah, big changes potentially.
Big changes. Now, the newsletter compares this to what happened in Hawaii.
Oh, interesting.
Where they have a fully centralized education system.
Yeah.
So just one district for the entire state.
Yeah, so, you know, you can see how that could simplify things from a funding perspective.
Yeah, well, it's bureaucracy in theory.
Right. But Hawaii has actually seen some downsides, too. Mm. You know, there's this loss of local control and some unintended consequences.
And speaking of opinions, the newsletter ran a reader poll about this idea of a statewide district for Vermont.
Oh, how'd that go?
Well, it was pretty split. Some folks were like, thank goodness someone's finally got a plan.
Yeah.
And others were like, oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, it's a big change for sure.
It is. It is. So what do you think listening in? Could a statewide school district be the solution to Vermont's education funding woes? Or is it a recipe for disaster?
It's definitely something to think about. All these different perspectives.
Definitely.
Now, while you're pondering that, let's move on to another hot button issue, sanctuary schools.
Okay, yeah. This is a big one.
Yeah, with all the talk about potential changes to immigration enforcement.
Right.
Some Vermont schools are taking steps to protect their students and families.
Right. And there's a really interesting article in VT Digger this week.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
About a district that's creating a sanctuary school policy.
Mm.
And it shows how complicated this issue is.
Yeah. You've got educators who are worried about ICE showing up at their schools.
Right.
But they also want to make sure all their students feel safe and welcome.
Exactly. Regardless of their immigration status.
It's a tough situation to navigate, for sure.
It really is. And it's not just K through 12 schools, either. The Hechinger Report pointed out that colleges and universities are also dealing with this.
Right.
Figuring out how to support undocumented students and faculty.
Yeah. It's a national conversation, for sure. And probably one that's not going away anytime soon.
Definitely not. So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about what's on the minds of Vermont teachers.
Okay, always important.
Always important. There was an Education Week survey that came out.
Okay.
And you might be surprised to learn that the top concerns for teachers weren't what you might expect.
Oh, really? Like what?
Yeah, so we hear a lot about school safety. But this survey showed that there are other issues.
Okay.
More day-to-day things that are really weighing on teachers.
Right, like what are they dealing with in the classroom on a regular basis?
Exactly. So before we reveal the top three concerns,
I want to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
What do you think is causing the most stress for teachers right now? Think about the challenges they face.
Okay.
The pressures from administrators, from parents.
Yeah.
The overall climate of education these days.
It's a lot to consider. But yeah, those are all good points to keep in mind.
They are. So we'll dive into the results of that survey right after the break.
Okay, so are you ready to find out what's really stressing out Vermont teachers?
Yeah, hit me with it.
All right, well, the number one concern, according to that Education Week survey,
is
student mental health.
Wow, that's it's not really a surprise when you think about it.
Not really, no.
Teachers are seeing firsthand, you know?
Yeah.
The struggles that kids are facing.
All the anxiety and the depression and...
It's a lot.
Yeah. And they're the ones who are often trying to support those students.
Right. While also teaching and...
Right.
Managing a classroom and...
Yeah. It's a lot on their plates.
It is.
So what about the second biggest worry? Well, this one might sting a little bit. It's lack of support from parents and guardians.
Oof, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to do this incredibly important job.
Yeah.
But they're not getting the backup they need from families.
Right. It takes a village.
Exactly.
And if the village isn't showing up,
it's going to be a struggle.
It's going to be tough.
All right.
All right, drum roll, please, for the third biggest concern.
This one's a classic. Classroom discipline and student behavior.
Yes. The age-old battle.
It never goes away, does it?
Never goes away.
Yeah.
You know, trying to keep things under control.
Right.
And create a good learning environment.
But also set boundaries and deal with disruptions. And
yeah.
It's tough.
It is. And especially when you consider, you know, all the different needs that students have.
Right.
And the pressure on teachers to meet these academic standards.
Yeah. It's a lot to juggle.
It is. So we've got student mental health, lack of parental support, and classroom management as the top three teacher concerns.
Yeah, pretty heavy stuff.
Pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah.
But hey, let's not end on a downer.
Okay, good.
The 802 Ed newsletter also highlights some really cool opportunities happening in Vermont education.
Right, let's hear about those.
Like this program called Computers for Learning.
Computers for Learning? What's that?
So schools and educational nonprofits can actually get almost free laptops through it.
Wow, that's amazing. Talk about closing the digital divide.
Right. It's a game changer for so many students.
It is.
And it's not just about tech. There's also this free mental health first aid training.
Oh, that's so important.
Right.
To help support students and staff who are struggling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, giving people the tools to recognize and respond to mental health concerns.
Yeah, that can make a huge difference in a school.
It really can. And for all those parents out there who are like, what do we do about screen time?
Oh, yeah.
The Winooski Partnership for Prevention is offering free access to the Screenagers documentary.
I've heard good things about that.
It's really good. It's a really eye-opening look at how screens are affecting kids.
Yeah, and hopefully some tips for parents, too.
Definitely. Okay, now for some rapid-fire intriguing tidbits that caught our eye in the newsletter.
All right, let's hear them.
First up, a case of the bureaucratic Ouroboros.
The what?
The Commission on the Future of Public Education in Vermont.
Okay.
Which is supposed to be thinking about the future of education.
Right.
Is now questioning its own work.
Oh, so they're like a dog chasing its tail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe a little existential crisis is a good thing.
Who knows?
Maybe they'll recommend their own disbandment in their final report.
That would be a twist.
That would be a twist.
Okay.
Okay, next up, anyone interested in East Asian studies?
Ooh, me.
There's a really cool seminar happening at Rutland High School.
Nice.
A chance to dive into this fascinating topic.
Definitely going to check that out. And speaking of opportunities,
yes.
Fargo, North Dakota is looking for a new superintendent.
Fargo.
Yeah, but there's a catch.
Oh.
Winter temperatures there rarely go above negative 18 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you like the cold and you love education.
Fargo's calling.
Fargo's the place to be.
And finally, a fun little tip from NASA's Landsat website.
How fun.
You can write your name using satellite pictures of Earth.
That's so cool.
It's pretty amazing. It's a good reminder that even with all the serious stuff we talk about, there's still room for wonder and exploration and education.
Absolutely.
So much to think about, right? It feels like Vermont education is really at a crossroads.
Yeah, a lot of big decisions and changes on the horizon.
Exactly. So what are your thoughts? What stood out to you from all this news?
Yeah, what are you pondering out there, dear listeners?
Are you hopeful about the future of education in Vermont?
Or maybe a little unsure.
A little apprehensive?
Yeah. Whatever you're feeling, we'd love to hear from you.
We would.
And in the meantime,
yeah,
we definitely encourage you to check out the 802 Ed newsletter yourself.
It's a fantastic resource.
Yeah. Stay informed. Stay engaged.
And remember, you have a voice in all of this.
You do.
Whether you're a parent, a teacher, a student.
Or just a concerned citizen.
So keep those questions coming.
Keep those conversations going.
And let's work together.
To make Vermont education the best it can be.
That's it for our deep dive this week.
Thanks for joining us.
And until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.